Having the plug on 6 male prostitutes is like, you know how deep you got to be in hookers to like find that many male prostitutes? You probably had the ultimate plug. But that's fucking, dude, if true, my God.
Those boys are probably having fun, though, the 6 pros.
Fucking for Diddy? The how tics? Hard would you fuck for Bad Boy Entertainment?
Oh, I'd go as hard as I could for Bad Boy.
Yo.
There's a lot going on.
Finally, some news.
I've been waiting for a bridge to get hit by a fucking boat.
Yeah, dude.
There's been nothing going on.
Thank God for the podcasting world.
The podcasting world will solve this issue.
We're like bugs on world events. We just fucking... Something terrible happened. Diddy's a molester.
Diddy, the diddler.
Diddler's in super trouble, dude.
He's in big trouble.
Did we break that story?
We were pretty close. We were early on the diddler.
You knew who broke that story?
Kanye?
Ye broke the story hard.
Ye knew. No, Ye's not fed. Ye was like, Diddy and Meek are fed.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
50, but yeah, dude. 50 is hinting, dude.
Yeah.
Jigga Man.
At Hove.
At Hove being...
I mean, the black community, for them all, a huge swath of the black community already has him on like sus patrol big time. Just it's Illuminati charges.
He had early Illuminati charges.
Early ones. Who knew? That's just being involved with potentially the intelligence services.
Yeah.
Potentially. Again, I don't know. I don't know.
I think maybe it's pretty clear that this is...
The Clintons. How do the Clintons get you? Dude, if you're a rapper and the Clintons hit you up like, yo, we want you to do this thing, how in the world are they able to get you to do that?
Yeah, it works.
Unless...
I'm not gonna say it.
That was the funniest clip of all time.
This is number one.
I'm not gonna say who did it. Dude, I was telling you on the way here, Diddy's wife sued allegedly for him bringing the bros through, the professional bros. Dude, imagine you're on a date. Cassie's allegations were that Cassie's allegations were that the diddler would take her out for a nice dinner and then call like the dancing bear troop to come through. Yeah, the fellas, bro. He had the plug for fucking pro dudes.
Did you see the dude driving outside and he's talking about how Diddy has buses filled with little kids coming to his house at 3 a.m. all the time?
Who, his white neighbors said that?
No, that was the black one neighbor. I was saying. That one was a black neighbor that yelled at That article was good, though. You need to bring that up from The Root.
Dude, that was crazy. Do you fuck with The Root at all? Lamar, do you fuck with The Root? That's probably what's scrambling your fucking mind, dude.
No, dude, I don't fuck with The Root.
I never heard of it.
You ever heard of The Root?
No.
There's The Root. There's Mother Jones. They're like,
I
these
heard of Mother Jones.
Wild fucking articles. But The Root ran an article being like, Diddy's white neighbors are the problem. Diddy's white neighbors call the cops because they don't like him having too much sex in parties. Yeah, the Karens. They're trying to blame this on the Karens. Which is like, dude, I don't know, man.
We need more Karens, bro.
We might, dude. We might have to go on Karen arrest.
We shunned the Karens, and since then, crime's gone through the roof.
It's true. That's true. You know what, lady? Wants to be online.
Crime's only predators, you know?
True. It is a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah.
We need Karens about, out and about. Because now they're shame. Now it's like, I don't want white ladies feeling like they can't call the police if they, you know...
And they feel that way. People's lives got ruined for calling the police.
Apartment.
Remember the Central Park lady?
Which one?
The bird watcher guy.
Yeah,
I think he was like being weird as fuck to that lady. He said he was gonna kill her dog.
Probably, yeah.
And then she started swinging it around. Yeah, she said, "You're not gonna kill me. I'll kill my dog."
Well, I mean, we got to check in. We should do an investigative report and see how apartment complexes' pools are going. So that's when Karen's freak.
Yeah.
If you're chilling by the apartment complex pool and you see like 12 black teenagers, you start going.
Yeah, you go, no way.
I didn't see wristbands.
No way.
I didn't see wristbands.
They're not going to ruin my pool day. I'm trying to read some Grisham.
Really? Yeah, dude. You should
No. I'm saying the pool lady. She's I'm just trying to lay in the sun. I'm
trying to read The Rainmaker. Some legal thrillers. Yeah, I mean, dude, there is no harsher vibe.
Some legal thrillers.
The apartment complex pool might be the harshest vibe of all time. Just one dude standing with his arms out of the pool.
The apartment complex pool is rough.
You're watching like two Puerto Rican kids jumping in and out of the water.
The con man's in one right now.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's got one up there.
Ooh, that's got to be nice. You got to swim so soft and gently.
Oh, we talked about it last time. Lemaire got there and he was in a bad mood and the babes were at the pool and he was grumpy about it.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I would be pissed to see my fat body.
I would rather black teens than babes at the pool.
Yeah, dude, every single day.
I'd rather have the black teens. No Diddy on that, for real.
True.
Yeah, take that back. That's a big diddler comment. Big diddler. Big diddler. Dude.
A busload.
I downloaded Twitter again just to follow the diddler. Did you? The diddler, black Twitter on the diddler was as funny as it gets.
It's, dude, it's unbelievable. Yeah, and especially, dude, busloads of kids is kind of wild.
Just any Twitter. I don't know why I said black Twitter, but you know.
No, black Twitter. Black Twitter is a distinct entity that's like, they cover, I mean, dude, I followed the Meek stuff. Like,
dude,
daily.
How about the audio of them fucking? It's clearly just gay porn. It's just gay porn. There's no way it's audio. They're like, here's the audio of them fucking.
You think it's actually Meek? How could you tell that it's Meek? It's just a gay guy being like, yeah.
You can, he has a distinctive voice.
Yeah. That's actually, have you heard it yet?
No.
That's what it sounds like.
That's just how he raps all the time.
It does sound like he's rapping.
No, really? I think. Audio Meek Mill.
I got 100 pumps.
Hold up, wait a minute. Hey, yo. What the hell? Oh, my God.
That's disturbing, dude.
I know, it's vulgar.
That's absolutely disturbing.
It's just the video of that guy scream coming.
<I know.
laughs> That's hurtful, dude. Because then it's just a picture of Diddy and Meek while the audio is playing.
Really?
You could put a hit piece out on anybody.
Yeah, dude.
Just get a picture of two people and just play gay porn and be like, here's leaked
this
audio.
This is them.
This is them.
I found their. I was outside their bedroom recording audio.
Yeah. A wire. I was in the corner jacking off with my shirt on so as not to expose my wire.
I surrounded myself with six male prostitutes for protection. But you know what? I'll give this to Diddy. On that one with his wife, Cassie, maybe he suffered from a bad case of like self-gifting. You know when you think something's really sick and you get it for someone and they're like, this isn't really my thing?
Yeah.
He was probably like, yeah, six gigolos.
Everybody's going to want this.
Yeah, Diddy was probably like, dude, this is what I do all the time on my birthday.
Yeah.
Having the plug on six male prostitutes is like, you know how deep you got to be in hookers to like find that many male prostitutes?
That's fucking gross.
Yeah. I don't know. You'd have to get like pretty in the mix of hookers just to find male prostitutes. I mean, I guess he probably had he probably had like the escort service. He probably had the ultimate plug. But that's fucking, dude, if true, my God.
Those boys are probably having fun though, the six prostitutes.
Fucking for Diddy? How hard would you fuck for Bad Boy Entertainment?
Oh, I'd go as hard as I could for Bad Boy. Now I'm West Coast, by the way.
Oh, yeah, true.
I used to be East Coast till I died.
You'd be Death Row now.
Now I'm Death Row, for
you just
sure.
You just hang Diddy's wife by her ankles over a hotel balcony instead of fucking her like Suge Knight?
Did you see that? They said, I think it was Jay-Z's Big Pimpin' video was filmed on Epstein Island.
Nah.
I saw it. Now it was Fiesta with...
Fiesta, yeah.
With R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, yeah. Fiesta.
I think it was filmed in Miami, but it's fun to say. I looked it up. The Illuminati changed the Google search to, and they said it was in Miami. It's like, bro, that was obviously on Epstein's Island.
I think I saw
Nickelodeon it. Logos shaped like Epstein's Island. Come on, dude.
Really?
It's definitely not just a splat.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I'm just curious of who's all going to go down with the diddler. Because he's going to
get suicided.
You think so?
Epstein, yeah.
Yeah, but who's going to...
If he's got the dirt on Jay-Z, Hope's not going to let that out.
Do you think they'll hang him with a Gucci scarf?
Yeah, they could do that. They could just say he was trying to jack off, strangling himself.
True.
Everyone will be like, yeah, definitely.
He got smothered under like 18 male prostitutes. He died in a stampede.
In a dog pile.
In a scrum.
Those dog piles get vicious, though.
I bet.
You ever been on the bottom one, not sexually?
I've been. Since. I played rugby, dude.
Football, yeah.
It's you get down there, you get fucking crushed. Get off me! Get the fuck off me, man! Ow! You stepped on me.
That was my favorite. Whenever, it's, yeah, in football, like if somebody scored a touchdown, just jumping on them and having them be like, "Yeah, yeah, dude, get the fuck up."
Yeah, it's been a very shameful week in the press.
Very shameful. And then there's the Nickelodeon documentary that came out. I watched that. That's what I was watching the last 2 years. It's a tough watch, dude.
Yeah.
It's a very uncomfortable watch.
I've yet to see it, but I believe it's probably pretty brutal.
Yeah.
I've heard about that guy forever, by the way. Schneidman?
Schneider got off easy on that.
I know.
They were just saying he didn't get accused of any sexual assault in that.
He did not.
In the documentary, no.
Okay.
But they had the bros were sneaking around, dude.
That's what I heard.
A couple bros got caught on all that.
Catch and release? Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I knew. I used to watch all that when I was younger, and I was like, this shit is not funny. And I knew. I could tell. I was like, there's something going on here.
They had me. I was.
You liked
it? The programming worked. I was in there. I was like, man.
They would do the don't laugh challenge. I'm like, bro, I can crush these things. I hated every segment. I was like, this isn't funny. The dude in the bathtub talking French would almost get. Give me one segment from all that.
What was his name? Pierre.
Pierre Escargot.
Yeah.
Pierre Escargot, dude.
Still.
I love when the guy loved ketchup. Come on, dude. That was another guy.
From what? Good Burger?
No. Keenan would play a chef who loved ketchup. That was pretty good. Anything Kel was in, he'd go around being
Kel,
like, repair man.
Jupiter. Kel would make me laugh, but that was a different show. Wasn't that?
No, it was all that.
They were all that, and then Good Burger.
Who loves orange soda? That was
That's
all that.
Good Burger. Keenan Kel.
Yeah, Kel would get me. Kel was the one guy that would get me to crack a smile.
I remember I was very young. I liked the fat lady doing the news. Lori Beth, when I was a kid, I was like, that lady's got talent.
You liked her? Yeah, I didn't.
I styled my entire career off her. That was my original, my mentors are Leonardo da Vinci, Lori Beth Ginsburg.
What's LBG up to right now?
What's LBG, Lori Beth Ginsburg? What's Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
What's LGB
Lori?
Up to?
She's just hitting Comic-Cons now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she's just in the circuit.
Damn, in the Comic-Con whack-off circuit.
That's the next one, dude. Yeah.
All the pedophiles get to meet all the grown-up kids now.
That's the next one that's going to get busted. There'll be a Comic-Con documentary where that's going to be a diddler. That's a diddler's that's dream, dude.
Yeah, that's a playground for a diddler. Now, there's one guy in it's not funny, but it is. There's one dude that was a production assistant on all that, and he would like be the liaison between the kids and the parents, and like he became friends with all of them, and he was like a normal, nice guy. Everyone was like, this guy's great. And then he got the kids' emails and would be like, I think you've got something. We can work in the future on this. So all the parents were like, yeah, definitely. This is great. They're in the business now.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he sent this 10-year-old girl a email with a picture of him jacking off naked. And what? The mom said she just heard her daughter start like scream crying and running into her bedroom. And then no, it's just very funny thinking of the guy being like, you know how like when you're really horny and you're like, I'm gonna send a picture of my dick to this girl. Not a child, but
I know what you mean.
Even as an adult, that's that's a risky enterprise.
Yeah.
And imagine, and then you finish and you're like, why the fuck did I do that? Think of his, like, oh, she didn't respond. This is bad, dude. You got left on red by a 10-year-old.
Oh.
You got to go to their house. You got to drive to the house with a gun and be
gotta
like,
snatch the phone.
Yeah, give me, open your fucking email. I'll kill myself right now. Open your email.
The problem is, to be that bold and brazen, there had to have been so many other things that he got away with, or he was like,
he had the file cabinet of like hundreds of little girls with like their underwear and
He had
photos.
Ziploc bags with each of their names on it.
Is disgusting.
I think he got 6 years.
What?
Yeah, they all just get.
They all got like fucking 10 minutes in jail.
And then they just work at Disney Channel instead of Nickelodeon when they get out. It's fucking nuts.
Jason Handy. The hand man, dude.
Handsy.
And then
how does a penalty not for that just to get like thrown in a hole?
Yeah, that's.
It should be.
You send a picture of your dick to a kid, you should. Yeah.
They should leave it up to the parents. Like, do you want to see him in the arena? It's like, yes, please. That should be pure gladiatorial. Even like in Dune, where they like poison.
You should
him.
Have to fight the guy in Dune.
Yeah, and they poison. They give him a little bit of poison.
We should
for
have
me, I'd be like, no poison, obviously.
We should have a Dune man like that.
Yeah, we should. A champion.
That just, and we sacrifice people to the Dune man.
Family champion?
Yeah.
Dude, this country tomorrow could watch pedophiles get their heads cut off in an arena. No problem.
I think Saudi Arabia fucks with that.
Dude.
Afghanistan was doing that. I remember the Taliban was. They'd like fill up a soccer stadium for beheadings.
I don't know, man. You might have to cut just like 10 of these guys' heads off on TV. And we won't get addicted to it. We'll chill.
Yeah, yeah.
But just like one halftime show, we take it. We just do a firing squad on pedophiles. Yes. And the whole country's like, oh, shit.
And bread. We need bread out there. The bread and circus. We need the games.
And Bruno Mars is in the background like, yeah. He's in the hole
Bruno
right
Mars
now.
Would be nice.
He's in the hole.
little gambling debt. Hold on.
Everyone's fucking up right
hold
now.
Hold on. I wanted to bring up, there's one more pedophile that's very funny because his on the show, he was Pickle Boy. And he would just go around and give people pickles. And they were like, what's the joke? All the kids were like, I don't know. He just hands us pickles. Turns out he was a diddler, dude.
He sucked Drake Bell, dude. He sucked Drake Bell.
Yeah, he got Drake Bell.
Oh, yeah. That was the pickle guy got him?
The pickle boy got Drake Bell.
Did you see him like hand Ray Romano a pickle through the glory
hole?
Yeah,
that's tough, crazy. Dude, for Ray. That was a
Romano
tough
took the pickle?
One. Romano took the pickle through a glory hole and really double-handed the pickle.
Yeah, it was sus.
Because Romano definitely had no idea that this was like a gay pedophile shit. He was just like, yeah, I'll eat the pickle.
Drake's dad knew the whole time.
Drake's dad was a
and
beast.
And they're like, no, he's just gay. You're being a jerk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Why the guilt just Drake's like
dad. And that was back
gay.
In like the 90s, too.
Yeah.
His dad was probably pissed he was gay, too.
Yeah, he probably, yeah.
Probably like, yeah.
His dad looked like he'd be pissed at somebody was gay, dude. His dad looked like a bro.
Yeah, but it was 1995. Cool. It was like, that was your number one theory. Like, he's getting into acting. I'm like, fuck.
They would cut to pictures of the Pickle Boy and then Drake's dad. And it was like, dude, that's a man. Pickle Boy's a bitch.
How old is Pickle Boy?
Probably his 40s.
Allegedly, he got DiCaprio, too, on another set prior to when he worked at Nickelodeon.
He was rubbing DiCaprio
he's
on
rubbing
camera.
DiCaprio
for sure.
That's the other thing. You see these guys like rubbing kids and shit on cameras that aren't theirs. It's like, dude, I don't even touch my nieces and nephews. I like just rub my niece and nephew's head. I'm not like all over them in pictures. That shit's fucking weird, dude.
That is weird.
Especially if you're just like working with kids. Like you wouldn't do that with any other coworker unless they're your work wife. Damn, they had work husbands at Nickelodeon?
They had work children, yeah. Oh, God.
Bro, blow it up, dude. You also, did you know that Nickelodeon, it means like
yes,
without God?
Yeah, we've all been on the same Twitter. Yeah. We're all on the exact same algorithm.
Nickelodeon.
It's nice that our country's unified right now.
True, although my Twitter's taking a very sinister turn where my Twitter now is just a feed of like young black kids being mean at sports games. Out of nowhere. And it's like, I don't go on Twitter that much. And it's just like, my algorithms is like, just very, it's like Kumia stuff of just look at black people being fucking assholes. And it's like 12-year-old spazzing at basketball.
Yeah, Twitter's getting pretty rowdy with that.
Yeah. It's, pretty wild.
I think we need to.
Focus on the pedophiles.
I think we need to swap algorithms. I think they need to adjust it to where you get the opposite.
Yeah.
Blacks and whites, we need to swap algorithms.
Yeah, man.
I think we need to see white people being dickheads. Black people need to see black people being dickheads. That'd be nice.
That is
the opposite, where we're all like, it's not our fault, it's black people's fault.
Yeah, true.
But
look at this kid, he spiked the ball, didn't hand. I get videos of like, he threw the ball and didn't hand it to the ref. You mean to tell me this isn't a real thing? Yeah. And it's like, dude,
the algorithm knows you're a father now. I know. And they're like, you hand the ball to the ref. You don't fucking showboat. You don't mouth off to the ref.
Dude, I'm in total old man mode. I've completely just embraced it. I listen to my cigar smoking play. I smoke cigars now. And then I have a playlist that is just, dude, it's the funniest songs. And I just sit there and I'm like, dude, like the Kid Rock, Sweet Home Alabama. Yeah. Like, song fucking rules, dude. Blast
oh, man.
It.
You've entered it.
Dude, I've entered full and I can't fight it
You're
anymore.
Conservative dad now.
I fully might be.
You're no longer a black conservative. You reached white conservative dad, dude. The highest plane.
With black conservative
Not
leanings.
The highest plane. The highest plane is.
For sure.
Driving around in the back of a Mercedes. Yeah. That's the highest plane. Yeah, you're the true. Old school Mercedes. That was funny. Me and Matt just we saw an old Mercedes, and he was like, damn, that thing might, that's old. That's vintage. I wonder if it got to drive around any of the goats. The goats were in the back of that waving.
Saw any real action, dude?
Just waving to all the Volk.
That would be a wild flex. if you copped like a 1935.
Oh, I was just talking about this. I wanted to buy Hitler's art. You can buy Hitler's artwork.
A ridge or
a ridge, dude.
What?
Yeah.
How much is it?
I think cheaper than, like, it's very expensive, but it's not like what you'd think.
Oh yeah, art's expensive as fuck. 30 G's for an original hit?
For an original hit, dude. The hit maker.
Bro.
Dude.
Oh my god.
Since the news broke about allegations between a sexual relationship with Puff Sean Combs.
Puff Sean Combs.
And Meek Mills. I don't know Meek Mills' real name.
Look it up before you do the video.
He's like green screened into a classroom.
Green screened into a classroom.
He has his head in a classroom. That does look official, just green screening just your head to the background of like a grade school classroom.
Puffy Sean Combs.
And I don't know his real name.
You got to start over, dude. You got the nickname first.
I know. Tommy Old Man last night, he said, what the hell did he say? He called him like Puff Diddy. He was like, yeah, Puff Diddy got in trouble. Damn, dude.
Puff Diddy.
Yeah,
Tommy Old Man out.
Oh, he hit us with a Puff Diddy last night. It was like, nice. Yeah, there's been, this week's been just very tumultuous, dude. Hubes, the lab got thrown under fucking.
Oh, the lab, dude.
The lab. They're trying to say the lab doesn't exist. That's where I draw the line. I'm like, bro, don't come at the man's lab.
What are they saying?
They were trying to act like his lab wasn't a real thing. They're like, we called Stanford and there was like one research assistant in this place. And then Hubes' team, which we need spokespeople, by the way. I saw that. I'm like, that's what's up. Spokespeople battling your hoes for you.
Dude, LeMaire, you've got a new job.
Spokesperson.
You're the
dude.
Spokesperson for the podcast.
All you have to do, if every someone says statement. Anything we did that's bad, say, I don't believe they did that. It's pretty tight.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they try to come at the lab, being like, the lab doesn't exist. And then they were like, no, we were in the process of moving. So they're trying to act like he didn't have a lab. And then they were just like, I mean, dude.
I heard he had too many girlfriends. That was his
problem.
So
many girlfriends. Allegedly had so many girlfriends. But here's the thing. He was like, we weren't in an exclusive relationship. So it is he said, she said. He was like, no, we weren't in an exclusive.
Yeah.
She's like, we were. But then here's a damning evidence against one of the ladies. She was like, he was supposed to come to Thanksgiving and he never came. I'm like, bro, if you're Beast. Wondering where a dude is on Thanksgiving, it's not your boyfriend.
Yeah.
If you're like, he didn't come to Thanksgiving, I'm like, yeah, that's not your boyfriend. I hate to break it to you, lady. That's not your boyfriend.
Yeah.
If you're on a holiday and you're like, where's that guy? That's my boyfriend. It's like,
yeah, he said he was going to spend Christmas at my family's. Yeah, he didn't even show up. If he no calls, no shows to a fucking Christmas
but
or Thanksgiving, that's a problem.
It is tight because he, in the article, they would say like he would get busted and be like, I hate this for us. So I'm willing for us to do the repair work. Let's get on this immediately. I'm so sorry. It's like, it is. Nice macking. Just get it into like therapy.
I saw
like,
some of it. He is undeniably a mac, dude.
Repaired work is a nice thing.
It actually made me more interested in what he has to offer.
Yeah, man.
If you can hold it down like that.
Hold it down tough as
maybe I will tape my fucking mouth shut or something like that.
Yeah, dude. He, dude, get the sunlight. Blast all your hoes on one quick email. And just be like,
the thing they nailed him on.
He was sending emails,
just like fucking text. The girl in the, it's one of those. It's like a movie where like the girls realized they were being cheated on and all got together and like put together that like he had sex with me this day and then he had sex with you and then it was Christmas and it's like, damn. Shut up, man! Like you guys got duped.
Yeah, they got duped.
He came through. He smashed. It is what it is. He smashed out. It's nothing. It's not newsworthy. It's like this,
no.
You know, this jacked famous guy's getting a ton of pussy. It's yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I could guess that.
Now you're telling me. Remember that Norm Tiger Woods. That's when I realized I was gay. There were two moments with Tiger Woods. It was the South Park episode and then Norm's joke about it. And I was like, man, I'm being a dork. I'm being a white Karen.
It happened. That got a lot of people.
Yeah.
Just being like, I knew it.
Yeah, this guy acts like he's a perfectionist. He's actually cheating on his wife. He still is a perfectionist. He's unbelievable at golf.
But yeah, that shit was crazy. I read it being like, I was like, all right, this is going to be, there's going to be some crazy dirt in here. And I was like, yeah, he was just fucking ladies.
He was fucking a bunch of ladies.
Was he married or anything? He wasn't even married. Yeah,
he wasn't married. He was just, he'd be like, I love you so much. He probably, the one thing that got him on there, like, he claimed he's not a sex addict, he's a love addict. I was like, let's go,
he
brother.
Said he was a love addict?
I'm a love addict, dude.
Fuck.
And they would send him hot pictures and he always would respond,
The day they released the text, we're all done.
I saw that. I was like, show me any man where they can interview a bunch of your exes and they could fucking shoot anyone out of the sky.
Yeah.
A 1X to be like, you know what he did one time? He'd be like, dude, no. Yeah. No, no. And then he said this to me. And it's just like, yeah, I'm fucked.
Oh.
Then he snatched the blankets off of me out of a rage, left the bedroom. It's like, shit. Shit.
Have you ripped blankets off a lady?
Mm-hmm.
You hit him with the fucking.
I was pissed.
The waiter with the. I was pissed. You leave the plates on?
I was sitting there. I was just like. Dude, when you're, if you're like deep, you're like in a relationship, laying there, cohabitating, sinfully, obviously, but it's like you're laying there and all of a sudden you're in bed next to someone and there's just like a fuck, you like hatred's like emanating off of both of you. And then you're like, I'm getting up. And it's like, why the fuck should I get up? I shouldn't have to, I'm not sleeping on the fucking couch. And I was just like, grab the blankets and just pull them off. And I was like, and just walked out.
Damn, that's awesome.
You're going to be cold.
God, I forgot. That's the worst feeling in the world. Getting in like a serious fight and then having to lay in bed next to each other.
Fuck, dude. It's the worst.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there and it's like, you get, it's like magnetism. You can feel it just like emanating off and it's just like someone's foot comes over and you're like, get off my foot.
Damn, I hope the diddler's okay.
He's flying. I think he went to the Dominican Republic or something.
He's down there. He flew. He used to go to Haiti. He needs to link with fucking.
True, the gorillas.
Who's the guy? Barbecue. He needs to link with Barbecue down there. There's no way Barbecue's still alive, right?
Isn't Haiti in the midst of a big revolt, like a gang revolt?
Yeah.
He should have become president of Haiti. Look, could turn a lot of wrongs into a right. He might be the strong man that nation needs.
I figured Barbecue would be dead by now. I know, but I figured that would be... They'd put him down. Because I've seen the revolution. It's not... It's not really a crack squad. It's just fucking dudes running around with guns.
Just clanging machetes?
Yeah.
Yeah, machete combat's for real big in Haiti.
Yeah.
They practice like machete kung fu.
It's very scary.
Sid the Kid showed me a thing on that one time where they like, there's like machete masters.
It's their tradition, dude.
Yeah, it's fucking sick.
That's how they use the machetes from the fields as slaves and they revolted.
Yeah, man. They still
killed all the frogs. They're still doing it. They've got a rich history of... It was the only slave revolt in the history of humanity that worked.
Dude, living in Haiti would be fucking wild.
They did it.
Do you think any of us could like just like live there and hold it down? Do you think we'd get fucked up?
I just watched a documentary on it. It's hell, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the most, isn't it an island?
Yeah.
Why is it such an unchill island? It's pretty bad, right?
Yeah, they've always just never gotten help.
Did they ever think about smoking weed like Jamaicans?
They smoke weed.
Did they smoke weed?
Yeah. But they're also voodoo child.
That's what I'm
saying. They got a little voodoo, and they're wild down there.
They have a notorious rap for being like, you know, if like you come into like a Haitian father, like Haitian American fathers are apparently very, very, very strict.
But the other half of the island is the Dominican Republic.
Oh,
it's one island.
Oh, so they are against
Hispaniola.
DR. Oh, that's right. I forgot. I was in
the DR.
On
the other side, you go to the DR. It's like, hey, you got Sammy Sosa over there having fun.
True.
Hitting home runs.
But did they hate each other, though?
Definitely.
Oh, it's a beef, dude.
Yeah.
That's a real beef. Because DR kind of like, they look at Haiti like, fucking bullshit.
You guys can't even hit home runs.
Yeah.
You guys don't have one big pop.
Oh, true. Put those machetes down and pick up some bats.
They do need to pick up some baseball bats.
Bats and some chronic, dude. It's the way out of the Caribbean. It's either you get super chill on the chron or you start crushing home runs.
They are, yeah. Those are truly your two options.
Yeah.
You got to get a nice swing down.
Or you hit the all-inclusive.
The all-inclusive's sick.
I'm going to go. I might try to launch the Haitian tourism. Up.
I'm going
to
show you, when we take a break, the video of Haiti.
It's not.
You're going to go, I'm never going there. Dude, they never recovered from the earthquake.
I know.
And the Clintons came down and took all the money.
The Clintons went down and took all the damn kids.
They took all the kids and money.
They sent all their kids to Nickelodeon, dude. The Clintons came down fucking.
Haiti just became Nickelodeon, dude.
Yeah.
Rose went down. Mr. Handy was down there.
Didn't they get hit with a tsunami too? They got hit with a tsunami in like
I don't think they got hit with a tsunami
in like 2004.
And they never recovered tsunami? From that.
Yeah, I just
I don't
looked
think
it up
so,
to make
man.
Sure. Yeah,
the Haitian tsunami.
Yeah, although you wouldn't need the biggest wave to take out Haiti.
Yeah, we sure it was a tsunami. It could have just been a sick wave. It could have been a big wave.
I swear to God, I don't think that. I follow Haitian news pretty closely, and I don't think there was a tsunami in 04.